Social justice, economic justice, from the local to the global.
We cover the political part of everything. Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m.
Thanks for listening to
People Power Radio.
And Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters. Don't forget, this is the Spring Pledge Drive. And by the local, seasonal, and organic delights at Farmstar Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farmstar features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with, wait for it, vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farmstar Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday, and for dinner 7 nights a week with live music on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. They're located at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like them on Facebook. And we're also made possible by Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers are available, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico across from Bidwell Mansion. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to the April 4th, 2018 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino, and today my usual co-host Danny Toms is back. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jeannie. It's great to be back. It's even better not to be coughing. If anyone ever tells you vegans don't get sick, they're lying.
Yes, we've both been through the ringer, I think, this year, as has a lot of the Chico population. So this week and next week is the KZFR Spring Pledge Drive. I want to thank everyone who has helped support KZFR in the past seasons. We love you. And because of you, KZFR Community Radio stays on the air. Or as Guillermo Mashal, Without a Roof, likes to say, KZFR is People Power Radio. I hope you all got that. So, as a nonprofit public service radio station, we at KZFR rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our operating income. So, to support us, please call 895-0131. We have volunteers standing by. By giving a gift of any size, you help keep programs like Non-Human Radio, Without a Roof, and The Real Issue on the air, plus so much more. I have a goal for today's show of $200, just $200. Which is just 4 $50 pledges or 8 $25 pledges.
How many 16?
I didn't do the math, but that would be about 16?
Jeannie's smart.
Okay. And the station has volunteers standing by to take your pledge and tell you about the great pledge gifts that they have on hand. And that's a shout out to Trudy and Pastor Jesse. So please do your part by calling with a pledge right now at 895-0131, where our volunteers are waiting to take your call, or you can pledge online at kzfr.org.
KZFR has always been committed to keeping diverse viewpoints on air, and your support lets the KZFR family know that you care about non-human animals and that you care about hearing fact-based information about animal issues, especially food animal issues. Please call now, 895-0131. Thank you. Over to you, Jeannie.
Thanks, Danny. So, I'm going to call this the Good News Edition of Non-Human Radio. I have two news pieces, and if time allows, maybe even three, that are super positive stories on animal issues that point the way forward.
Yay, good news, everybody.
On March 14th of this year, peer-reviewed research published in the Frontiers in Physiology open-source journal won an international prize for its contribution towards replacing, refining, and reducing the use of animals in research and testing. That's the three R's, replace, refine, and reduce, which, not by coincidence, is similar to approaches to recycling, right? The research, led by Dr. Eliza Passini from the University of Oxford and Janssen Pharmaceutica, developed original software that predicts the clinical risk of drug-induced side effects for the heart with higher accuracy than animal experiments. This is known as in silico experimentation as compared to in vivo and in vitro. In vitro research uses live non-human animals to conduct research. In vitro uses human cells or bacteria in test tubes. So vitro means glass, and so that's test tube research. In silico is an expression that's used to mean performed on a computer or via computer simulation. Early prediction of toxicity is critical for drug development, and around 40% of drugs that are withdrawn from the market between 2001 and 2010 had cardiovascular safety issue in humans that had been undetected by the previous rounds of testing. Currently, cardiac safety is assessed with in vitro assays and animal models, with a range of species, including rodents, rabbits, dogs, and non-human primates, sadly, being used. Estimates suggest that more than 60,000 animals are used globally for this purpose each year. And they are purchased animals.
And we've talked a lot about how valid and or more likely how invalid so many of those experiments are with the animal model.
Right. I mean, if you look at that and you end up with 40% that are withdrawn, clearly it's not doing a great job at predicting human effects. So the software is called Virtual Assay, A-S-S-A-Y. The virtual assay software developed by the Oxford University team will reduce that number of 60,000 animals by improving the identification and elimination of cardiotoxic drugs prior to extensive in vivo animal testing. By using human data rather than animal data, the in silico computer model improves how test results translate to humans and reduces the need for animal experimentation. Rather than a one model fits all, this software uses a population-based approach, which is an important step towards personalized medicine. So the database looks at the entire population, so you have your subsets of... So it includes women as a target group, or people of color, as opposed to, you know, the generic white rat, which is a very homogeneous model.
And very similar to the white male.
So the International Replacement, Reduction, and Refinement Prize, it's also called the 3Rs Prize, was awarded on March 12th by the National Center for the 3Rs and sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline. The prize consists of a $40,000 grant and a $3,000 personal award to the prime researcher. The 3Rs competition recognizes an article published in the last 3 years that has significant impacts on the replacement, reduction, or refinement of animals in research. The competition is open to researchers in both academia and industry worldwide. And it has been awarded since 2005 with sponsorship from GlaxoSmithKline. So that's our feel-good story number one.
That's great. You know, as someone who dabbles a little bit with software, this kind of approach is only going to get better over time with more data, with more work being done into their learning models. You know, once you have that footprint going, I think it will just only expand. And I can understand why even animal-based industries are going to go with this, because it's cheaper, it's repeatable, it's faster, all many benefits to it. And, of course, from our point of view, the benefits are to the animals that don't get experimented on.
Yeah, and I think it's important to realize that this award isn't sponsored by an animal welfare or animal rights organization. It's coming up organically from within the industry itself.
Right.
GlaxoSmithKline is certainly, yeah, you know, big pharma if you ever heard one, right?
Right.
So, you're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms, and we are smack in the middle of the spring pledge drive. This show has a goal of just $200. We have some nifty pledge gifts for you. T-shirts. We have some brand new T-shirts. There's three different kinds available for a pledge of $50. KZFR mugs available for a pledge of $75. There's something called the Beer Lovers Package. Talk to the volunteers about that for just $25. So there's a whole different range of
Beer is cheaper than coffee. I mean, you got to donate for that.
Yeah, there's also a gift certificate to the Live Life Juice Company. Thank you, Live Life Juice. We love them. They're available, a $75 pledge. We'll get you a $25 gift certificate. So 895-0131, and we have volunteers standing by, Trudy and Pastor Dave. And you may have heard Trudy. She's been my co-host on previous non-human radio shows, filling in for Danny when the cough of death has gripped him.
Much appreciated.
So, and KCFR, I just want to remind the listeners, and you already know, it's a non-commercial public radio station. That means that advertising doesn't pay for this program, and we thrive thanks to donations from you, the listening public. We're truly listener-supported radio, and that is where you come in. KZFR operates on a budget that's a fraction of other non-commercial stations in the region. 75% of our funding comes from listeners, comes from folks like you. That means that about 22 minutes out of every episode of Non-Human Radio is paid for by donations from you, the listeners. So now take a moment to pick up the phone and dial 895-0131, and that shows you how old I am because I'm using dial. Punch in. Ask Siri to call KZFR at 895-0131.
Morse code.
Yeah, really.
You know, and if anyone's been following the news around Sinclair Media buying up local TV stations and forcing them to read propaganda on air for certain political parties, you can understand the importance of independent voices like KZFR. So I think it's important to call 895-0131 now.
Great. And I also want to give a shout out to, as always, Chico Chai, Has Beans, and the Pita Pit. They have been supplying food and goodies for the volunteers while we go through the spring pledge drive. 895-0131. Help me make this $200 goal for this half hour. And now on to our second news story. Over to you, Mr. Toms.
All right. Good news for vegan music lovers and good news for non-human animals. This year's Coachella Music Festival will feature an array of vegan food vendors serving everything from plant-based ramen to dairy-free ice cream. The Coachella? Yeah, I've obviously never went. Valley Music and Arts Festival begins on Friday, April 13th, and if you're going, you'll have plenty of vegan options now to choose from. California's annual Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival announced its list of vegan food vendors. A number of companies from around the country will treat guests to vegan food this year, including Seabird's Kitchen, which is a California-based organic vegan eatery, the Herbivorous Butcher, which is an awesome Minneapolis-based vegan butcher shop, and you can order all their stuff online, I believe. Ramen Hood, which is funny name, known for its vegan replica of eggs. And Little Pine, owned by vegan activist musician Moby, and more. Three non-vegan ice cream brands, McConnell's, Van Leeuwen's, and Afters, will showcase their vegan ice cream lines at the festival. Food technology startup Just, in all caps, which is known for their mayo, will be serving its newly released Just Scramble in a burrito and an add-in option in partnership with the Herbivorous Butcher. So we're all waiting for Just Scramble to hit the markets. It's basically an egg replacement in a bottle.
Yeah, and Just, it used to be Hampton Creek.
Right. Nick Adler, Coachella's culinary director, is a longtime vegan, so you can thank him for securing this year's vegan vendors. Adler is also the producer of the annual event Eat, Drink, Vegan, which partnered with Miami's Vegan Seed Food and Wine Festival this year to expand the event into a week-long celebration of all things vegan this May in Los Angeles. So, pretty cool down there in LA these days on the vegan scene.
It's just interesting. Like, you do what you can where you are at. Yep. If you're a music promoter like Nick Adler, you have a lot of power to be able to bring a really vegan-friendly lineup to your music festival. If you're a listener in Chico, you do what you can. And so part of that might be pledging a few bucks towards your local radio station that relies on your dollars to stay on the air. And we have a minimal paid staff here. Most of our dollars go to pay for some of our programming feeds, to keep the lights on, to pay for our internet access, all those good things. You can listen to KZFR streaming at kzfr.org. We have an app, and you can listen to us that way, and we maintain archives. All of that doesn't come for free. It doesn't come for a lot. We try to get our best deals, but it all costs money. And so I'm asking folks to call in at 895-0131 and get a gift. Pledge $50 and you get a gift. You can get a t-shirt. You can look for, we have music tickets, festival tickets, all sorts of things. All right. So that's what we have going on. Let's see here. Basic membership is $50. And like I said, that pays our electric bills and our minimal staff. Any donation helps keep KZFR on the air with the local programming that you won't hear anywhere else. I guarantee there's no other station in the whole region that is playing a show on veganism and animal rights every Wednesday. And even if you're not vegan, you're learning something. Hopefully we're opening your heart a little bit to those animals on your plate, and we're hoping you open your wallet a little bit to help support this station. So there's a few lines open. Please call 895-0131 and talk to one of those amazing volunteers out there. You're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Prezzino and Danny Toms. And now we'll roll into our last news story, because we do have time. Animal advocates are applauding Congress for protecting wild horses and burros from roundups and slaughter with the 2018 spending bill, marking a major victory in the ongoing battle to protect these animals on public lands.
Wait. Congress did something good?
I know. Hard to believe, huh? Despite protection under the Wild Free Roaming Horse and Burro Act, which was enacted in 1971 to protect wild horses from capture, branding, harassment, or death, the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, has continued to remove and warehouse thousands upon thousands of wild horses at the expense of taxpayers, a vast majority of whom, us taxpayers, strongly oppose this agency's incredibly cruel, wasteful, and ongoing mismanagement of these American icons. While wild horse advocates have continued to push for measures that would protect them on public lands, the Bureau of Land Management has become increasingly beholden to special interests that want to see them gone. And we've talked about this in the past. Those special interests include cattle grazers.
Yeah, basically.
For cheap grazing leases. Last year, the House Appropriations Committee passed the spending bill with the Stewart Amendment as part of the 2018 budget. The Stewart Amendment, which had been proposed by Utah Congressional Representative Chris Stewart, would have allowed the BLM to kill 92,000 healthy wild horses who are currently in holding, in addition to those who are deemed, quote, excess on the range. The backlash to this move was swift. Hundreds of thousands of people called their representatives, wrote letters, and signed petitions in opposition, while more than 163,000 people signed a Care 2 petition calling on Congress to protect wild horses and burros from roundups and slaughter. Everyone who spoke out on this issue can celebrate a win with the news that Congress has maintained those prohibitions on destroying or slaughtering healthy wild horses and burros. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico showed themselves as strong animal advocates as they upheld wild horse protection actions in the Senate bill and insisted that they be contained in the final bill of both the Senate and House of Representatives. The latest budget, as passed by the House, also prohibits government funding for horse slaughter inspections, which will effectively keep horse slaughter operations from resuming on U.S. soil. So here you have the powerful, we have our congressional representatives, and we have the people. And between the two of them, they managed to save 92,000 wild horses.
Yeah, that's amazing, especially considering that Senator Murkowski and Senator Udall are not really in Nevada, where most of these horses are. Yeah. And it's kind of a shame that the quote-unquote Bureau of Land Management is most likely being lobbied to pass laws to try to re-enable this slaughter to free up land that, again, the taxpayers are subsidizing and essentially giving away for pennies on the dollar to ranchers who raise cattle. We obviously object to the killing of the cattle, but I object also to the giving away of our natural resources to people to profit on, and it does not profit the government and the people in return. I mean, these guys don't get it for market rate. They get it for this land for far below market rate. So
yep.
It's a great win here.
I'm working to get a local activist who works on behalf of Wild Mustangs on Non-Human Radio to talk about this issue. And just another plug for Non-Human Radio. This is something that only local radio can do. I'm looking to bring you news of local activists you probably don't even know about. We had Blackberry Creek. We had Josh and Danielle Hanush from Colfax talking about their parallel FFA 4-H program that helps kids be compassionate instead of suppressing that compassion and being able to keep their animals alive instead of sending them off to slaughter. We've had Sherry Morgado from Dharma Voices for Animals, the Chico chapter. We have our local plant-based Chico advocate, Nancy Matthews, has been on the show many times. So this is a local show, and I'm looking for local support.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, where government services don't exist and where you have, the downtrodden, both people and animals, you see local people stepping in, and in the same way that KZFR is stepping in as to, provide people with the radio and the news that they want to hear that is independent and taking care of each other, because I think ultimately it's all about community. So I'd encourage people to call in.
895-0131, or you can donate online at kzfr.org. Thank you very much. And you're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio.
All right, now it is time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. Get ready to mark your calendars and also consider calling now at 895-0131.
Thanks, Danny. We have some great local events to put on your calendar. We have tomorrow, April 5th, at 7 p.m., there's a screening of the plant-based documentary Eating You Alive. It's going to be playing simultaneously all across the United States at more than 560 screens, including in Chico. The plant-based Chico group will be meeting at 5:15 at Urban Fresh Fuel in downtown Chico at 3rd and Broadway before the movie. And then they'll be going over to the Cinemark Tinseltown at 7 p.m. to go see the movie. And Nancy wanted me to let you know that if you are following a Whole Foods plant-based salt, oil, and sugar-free diet, word on the street is that this following order is fairly compliant with that restriction at Urban Fresh Fuel. So get the brown rice and black bean bowl, extra rice, extra grilled organic veggie mix, and then add the salsa of your choice from the salsa bar. So, and ask them to hold the deep fried corn chips. So there's your healthy meal at Urban Fresh Fuel. So join them tomorrow, April 5th, to go catch the movie. April 10th in Sacramento is the Veg Speed Dating Sacramento from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Capitol Garage. Don't miss the most fun and effective way to meet like-minded vegan singles and vegetarian singles, which is back for its second year running. And to find more information, go out and check the Non-Human Radio events calendar on Facebook, and you'll find the Facebook link to register. April 14th is the March for Science Chico, hosted by March for Science Chico. April 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at CSU Chico Trinity Lawn. From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., there's tabling for various environmental and science groups in Chico. 11 a.m., there'll be brief speeches, and at 11:30 will be the march through downtown, followed by more tabling from 12 to 2 p.m. Hashtag science, not silence. And on April 21st, we have the Farewell to Orland, hosted by Farm Sanctuary, on Saturday, April 21st, from 2:30 to 8 p.m. With the acquisition of significant additional acreage at its New York shelter, the Farm Sanctuary shelter in Orland is going to be closing. We're all sad to say goodbye to that.
End of an era.
Yeah. On Saturday, April 21st, you can bid the animals and the humans bon voyage and look back on 25 amazing years in Orland at the Farewell to Orland event. Tickets are available online at farmsanctuary.org, and volunteers are also needed. And check out farmsanctuary.org. Look for that event, and there's a link to sign up for volunteering. And that same weekend, Friday, April 20th, Saturday, April 21st, and Sunday, April 22nd, join the Red Bluff Roundup protest. It's hosted by the group Rally Against Rodeo. Rally Against Rodeo is organizing to protest the annual Red Bluff Rodeo coming up later this month. The group continues to fight this so-called sport of rodeo and enlighten people to what it is that they are supporting when they attend such an event. For more information, please RSVP to the Facebook event posted on the Non-Human Radio event page. And the idea of this protest will be at the entrance to the rodeo with folks holding signs and passing out information about rodeo cruelty. And I hope to get the organizer of this event on the show to talk about it as well.
Great.
And coming up on April 23rd and 24th at Chico State will be the Brave the Cage exhibit. The Brave the Cage campaign will be at Chico State on April 23rd and 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The campaign involves educating the public about how 95% of hens used for their eggs are kept confined in tiny cages for their whole lives by inviting folks to try out a human-sized battery cage. And that is hosted, organized by Animal Place and the campus group Chico for Animal Rights, which is a Chico State-based animal rights group that is open to the community. And then at the end of the month, this is a pretty long calendar. I'm finally getting through it.
Right.
While you're listening to all this and trying to put this on your calendar, go ahead and take down 895-0131 and give our volunteers a call and make your pledge to support KZFR and locally supported People Powered Radio. At the end of this month, go ahead and, if you haven't gone yet, we talk about community, and I have to say these two groups help to form community, help to form an animal-friendly, health-supporting community in Chico, and that is the Plant-Based Chico Monthly Meeting will be held on Thursday, April 26th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Chico Guild Hall. That's over there on Nord Avenue. Plant-Based Chico meets on the last Thursday of the month with speakers, videos, and giveaways. Organizer Nancy Norby Matthews puts together a program to support people transitioning to a whole foods, plant-based, no added salt, oil, or sugar way of eating. And my favorite event of the month is on April 28th. It's the Chico Vegan Potluck, hosted by Chico Vegan Meetup from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chico Public Library at 1108 Sherman Avenue. The Chico Vegan Potluck will be coming up on Saturday, April 28th at 6 p.m. in the Chico Library Community Room. And if you're a healthier-minded person, Nancy Matthews will be there with the Plant-Based Chico Group with a special table. And that is it for the calendar. If you have an event to share, send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com or reach out to me at Non-Human Radio. Over to you, Danny.
We'd like you to take a moment and look yourself in the eye and say to yourself, self, how do I feel about the fact that here I am, listening every Wednesday and still not contributing? Is this the kind of person I am, self? Or am I the kind of person that values quality local programming and understands that community radio is one of the foundations upon which our community depends? So we would encourage self to call in, and we thank everyone else who has called in to support KZFR, the Zephyr. If you haven't called yet, the number is 895-0131, and you can also pledge online at kzfr.org.
Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. And many thanks to Guillermo Mash and Sue Hildebrand for their engineering assistance and moral support. And stay tuned for The Real Issue coming up next at 6 p.m.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff.
We do, however, reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow earthlings who would rather not be killed and eaten, hunted, raised, experimented upon, or otherwise abused.
Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist Rockers Rise Against. If you missed any portion of this show or you want to listen repeatedly, you can find our show at kzfr.org. This is Jeannie Trezino and Danny Tom signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind,
and go vegan. And while you're at it, 895-0131. Support your local community, People Powered Radio.